the most exciting thing you can start a show with.
Coming live from the 2SER studios.
This is a great show.
Across the park, 2SER.
And just go for a swim, but like deep.
Come on in, meatball.
Testicles. I'm pointing at the doggy.
Gummy more.
Three viewers.
No worries, I have good footy.
Which part of that was
becoming the real problem with that? Bloody.
I can stand the prick.
Oh, the bloody bird.
Let's not do this.
Oh, the corner injury. You got a corner injury.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a show dedicated to finding you the best black market deals on toilet paper. Joel Kasem is my name, and as sometimes I'm joined by my two co-hosts, of whom I'm about to introduce, if you'd just remain patient. Jesus. Well, first up is the man that Tina Turner wrote Simply the Best about. It's Mick Rad.
That's right. And what you get is what you see. She also wrote about me.
Okay. What did she write? I found out through the week she wrote something else, and I've forgotten what it was.
Nutbush.
Yeah, that's definitely your song.
What do you mean? I do know the moves. I mean, everyone does, right?
No.
No?
I don't. Do you know the
moves? No. Is it that?
No.
No.
That's... How can you be Australian and not know the Nutbush?
I don't know if I am Australian.
What? What are you?
It's a long story.
That's all right. We'll get into it in a second. Also joining us is a woman who this week will introduce herself.
It's Gabby Murray.
Oh, really loud.
I thought you had a sting.
No, nothing.
Well, you looked over there, so.
I was looking for the applause. I didn't want to miss it. Hey.
Hi.
Guess what?
What?
It's not just us three in the studio today.
What?
Joining us from the Double Movement podcast is the return of footy lovers, Callie and Nikki.
Woo! Hey guys.
Hello.
How exciting. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming back. Gabby and I weren't here last time, so finally get to meet you.
And they don't believe that I could do a good show without them, so I proved.
We did a great show.
I was on best show of the year, and these two weren't here. So I said, well, okay, we'll bring back Callie and Nikki, and then we'll try and make it as good as last time, but it won't be as good. It'll just be okay.
Oh,
it'll be really good though. Don't turn off.
It's because of them.
Yeah, I think you're doing a terrible job at promoing this episode.
You're sounding like me. You're talking without thinking.
Yeah, people have switched off now.
Where is it coming out?
Don't switch off.
Hello, girls. Thank you for coming on. Hello.
I love how we just talk and like don't let them get a word in.
This is so entertaining. Yeah. Yeah, this is great.
Yes, so thank you for joining us. The Double Movement podcast, which people would know as a very good NRL podcast that you did last year. Was that the first year you did it last year?
Second year, sorry.
I should have known that.
Second
year. So we're going into your third season, revving up for it next week. And we're going to do a bit of an NRL preview on today's show, right?
Yes. It's been an interesting off-season.
Yeah.
Both on and off field.
Always.
Do a footy and not so footy.
Not so, yeah, it was always.
I want to know about that.
There's always a bit of that. Well, you know, coronavirus, bushfires, has been a like,
Yeah, I was with you, Gabby.
Yeah, I thought you meant your personal life.
I thought we were going to talk
about that.
So I thought we were going to talk about player scandals, and there was a bit
of a player scandal that we were on different fences of.
Yeah, so we're going to discuss that for sure.
Are we?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I love a scandal.
Sure,
that's the only reason I want to talk to you guys.
It's not really a scandal, but it's about a player that has gone from, you know, Nikki's favourite team to Callie's favourite team.
Yeah, that's not a player.
Is that what you were talking about?
That's a player transfer.
It's not a transfer.
It's highway robbery.
I actually, if this doesn't turn into you two fighting, I'm going.
We actually get along in general. It's just on the podcast we have a tendency to butt heads.
Well, that's it. Yeah,
it's and the right place to do it.
But that's why it works, right? Because if you have the same, you know, if we all thought the same, then it'd be a boring show. If we all have differing opinions and you throw in different ideas, it makes for an entertaining show.
It is the beauty.
Thanks
of
for
sport.
Explaining that for us.
Oh my God! Look at this.
Thanks for mansplaining.
I'm walking out.
Good, that was my objective.
Can I just take this point, this moment to say happy International Women's Day this week?
Yes.
Oh, right.
Should we leave now?
No, you're on the journey with us.
Thank you.
To equality, obviously, right?
I would like to think so.
Good.
Don't have all their race.
I'm just like judging everything that you say.
Yeah, I know.
So let's talk footy.
Well, before we do, have you guys ever played any sports yourselves? I don't know if Mick brought this up last time you guys were on.
Yes. We both, I believe, but I'll kick off.
Yeah.
I played football, soccer, the round ball variety.
Yes.
Since I was a little tyke. Love it. I still play. We've had pretty much the same team since under 12s, which is amazing.
Whoa,
that's very... That's
incredible. With variations, but the core group has stayed the same. And this year and last year, we've had a couple of players come back from being off a few years. So everyone's still around. We've got a good team. We're going to go for gold this year.
How good
nice.
Is that?
And what position do you play?
Wherever you need me. Just not in goals.
Not in goals,
just
right.
Not in
wherever
goals.
Wherever you need me. Not in goals.
You must all know each other's play pretty well, having known, like, playing for that long.
You would think so.
Right?
But we're not very successful, so.
Oh, you mean you haven't got a good results?
Like, yeah. Not for a few years. Oh. Not since we were under 14s champions. Those were the days.
Oh, I bet you still talk about them.
Oh, yeah.
Your prime
glory,
was...
The glory days.
How about you, Nikki?
I played a lot of netball and basketball, but then when I moved to San Francisco, netball was not really a thing because I don't really play it over there. I did actually play for the San Franciscan team, but I wouldn't say I'd brag about that because there aren't many netballers in San Francisco. So you either make the team or you just, you don't play.
But it's like the one team.
It's like the one team. To be fair, I did play. I should say you either made the team and played or you could practice and were on the bench. But I did play. But I liked basketball, but my school in America was super, super competitive and athletic. When they were like, oh, do you play any sports? And I was like, yeah, sure, basketball. They're like, well, our women's team is number one in the nation. Right, so I'm probably not making the team.
No pressure.
Since then, probably I've moved back here, just do a lot of yoga and running, solo sports. Did try beach volleyball, though, this year.
All right.
New Year's resolution, started beach volleyball.
How'd you go?
It's a difficult sport.
It actually is. Like, you get highly winded. Like, it is very, because of the running and the,
on the sand.
It's like
as in like
body
exertion, not like getting hit in the guts.
Well, you kind of do feel hit. Like, I thought I was quite fit because I do a lot of running, but not compared to beach volleyball fit, because it's like you're constantly jumping up in the sand and diving. Sorry. Fun.
And sand's not very bouncy, so you can't bounce up. You're like pushing up and you're like pushing down, so getting any elevation is hard, right?
It is hard, but it's good fun.
So at least if you land, it's not as bad.
I have a tendency to land on my tailbone.
Oh, not a good time.
Yeah, so I got a bit of a permanent bruise, but anyway. Oh.
Do you get sand in all sorts of places playing beach ball?
I knew you were going to do that. I knew that he was going to do that.
No.
Well, just imagine, because you go to the beach and you get sand everywhere. I wasn't sure if you did.
I don't understand people who have that issue. I like going to the beach. I never have that issue.
My issue with sand is I'm so paranoid it's going to go in my eye and I won't be able to get it out.
All the places, your eye.
Why would you just sand in your eyes?
One grain.
Like, it just would with me.
Was it that one time when a big guy like didn't like you and he threw sand in your face and you went, ooh.
That is like honestly one of the dorkiest things you've said in a while.
In a while?
In a while.
Since last week.
Yeah,
exactly. I wasn't here last week, so it's been a while.
Whatever.
I just imagine you looking at the beach just being like... No, not today.
Eye twitching.
Where are my glasses?
Yeah.
Oh, goggles. Yeah.
I wear goggles before I go in the water.
I can see it.
And I got my little floaty on and everything.
Where you're like, no, you know what? I'll sit on the grass today.
I wish it was just grass all the way to the water.
I love like going for a swim and then just like rolling in the hot sand.
Oh, really?
What are you?
What? Like sticking to you?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you just jump back in the water. It's not a big deal.
That's a way
off.
Of exfoliating.
Yeah.
It's not like dirt.
Yeah.
Dirt also comes off.
Yeah, but dirt's dirty.
That's very like, got its name.
There's something like soothing about sand.
Ooh. Soothing, yes. Clean up, I would dare say.
Hot sand.
It can be exfoliating.
You know dogs piss on sand.
Do they? Not really. The restrictions with dogs on beaches in Sydney is actually absurd. Oh. So they don't really.
Okay. Well, good to know.
There are some places they do. I'll give you the hot tips maybe after the show.
All right, because it's great content. Before we get into the sport, you guys are lawyers as well. What sort of law are you in? Is that how you say it? What practice?
Field of law do you practice, maybe?
Thank you.
There you go.
So we both work in-house for companies. So I look after a lot of like the marketing team and the PR team for my company. So I do a lot of sort of IP, consumer law. Actually have been lately with a project that we're working with a lot of artists.
Okay.
Both creative in visual art and musicians.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah.
That's cool.
Laura's just so big and diverse.
Yeah. No, so I don't broad. Do insurance or anything.
Criminal law.
No, I'm not a criminal lawyer.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't help you get out of jail.
Yeah. I was going to say, can you help me get out of my parking fine?
No. I such a barbecue one. Question. Hey, you're it a lawyer. Yeah, I've got something for you.
I actually had one of my marketing clients ask me that the other day. I was like, no.
Yeah.
No. Let me check my job description. No.
I just have to say, I got a parking fine for parking in front of my driveway. Bullshit. It's not true.
Across
and I called
your driveway.
The revenue. Yeah, but I wasn't. And I called the revenue guy and I was like, listen, like, I've made a formal complaint. He was like, let me just look into your case. And he opened up because I'd sent photos and he goes, oh, God, that's a doozy. I go, right? He goes, no, that's shocking. He's like, they pulled out the millimeters on you. Like, in a pub, like, that would definitely not be a fine. And I was like, yeah, it's so bad. And he was like, yeah, but there's no point taking it to the court. You're never going to, like, it's just too late. $325 parking my nose across my own driveway. And he was like, this is, you know, I was like, I actually felt better because he was like, this is shocking. Like, he was from Revenue New South Wales.
That's so sad.
I know.
That sucks.
I was like, yeah, anyway.
That is ridiculous.
I did ask some lawyer friends and they were like, just sort it out yourself, Gabby, go away.
Don't ask us.
We don't have time for fines.
I'm literally looking after people that might go to jail. Like, shut up.
It's like, as a lawyer, you learn, you pick your battles.
Yeah, exactly.
Pick your battles.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
I actually had a question for you two. So you're both lawyers, right? I was thinking, who...
We've established that.
Who would you not represent? What NRL player would you not represent?
Oh, come on, you're asking us to defame anyone
here. Yeah.
Well, if a player came up to you and said, oh, I really need a lawyer, can you help us out? You're like, nah,
absolutely not.
That. Obviously, you don't do that sort of
okay,
law,
we could rephrase it, Kelly. Who would it be a conflict of interest for us to represent?
Oh, come on. You know what? Sorry. I'll be very clear. I would not represent the Roosters because...
Okay, there we go.
Any rooster.
Well, I think... conflict of interest, right? Matters of the heart, you know?
Yeah.
You don't go there.
If people don't understand, Nikki is a Roosters fan, Callie is a Rabbitohs fan, and they should be mortal enemies because, you know, fans of each team hate each other, pretty much, just traditionally.
And the teams, generally,
yeah. Yeah, and the teams. So this is why there's this good conflict that comes across in their podcasts every week. Yeah.
I must admit, I've always been confused about that, the hatred between the Roosters and Souths.
Why?
I don't get it. I don't understand.
The next door neighbours. You know?
If you don't get it, then I.
So are so many other places that.
And they're all rivals.
Are neighbours.
Paramount.
Yeah, but most rivals. Everyone talks about, oh, there's the Booker feud and all that rubbish. But I just don't get it.
Well, we do have a history of pinching each other's players.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the only thing that drives. I agree. I think it's the divide. We're next door neighbours.
So it's Anzac Drive?
Anzac Parade,
sorry.
Yeah.
And South.
But even still, I don't get that. I ask myself, I got a lot of friends who are South supporters, and I'd be like, so why do you hate the Roosters? Or just, you know, because. You know, just like.
Is that what he's
asked? That's not an answer.
What are Roosters fans
exactly.
saying? Like?
That's not an answer.
I
sound like.
I don't know.
An answer. Oh, just cause.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's all.
It's that's given. The whole point, right? Of
it's
sport. Like,
it's okay to like not like anyone else's team. That's fine.
Yeah.
Historically, obviously, there's a lot behind it. However, it's great because you get into a season and, the story just writes itself. You watch the game where they play against each other and all of a sudden something that's a bit of a niggle on the field. In any other game, you'd say, oh, nothing. The commentators,
yeah,
everyone
well,
gets
the
into
thing.
Oh, there's the rivalry right up again. It's tops.
Oh, we love talking it up because
there's nothing like it.
Yeah. Parramatta Bulldogs. Now you got Melbourne and Sharks. You got Rabbitohs, Roosters. Who else?
Tigers are just friends with everyone.
Oh, whatever.
Queensland was good back in the day. The North Queensland Broncos.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think I might have dropped off a little bit, but that's probably...
I think both of them dropped off a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Well, state of origin, right? That's your ultimate...
Totally.
And what's the basis of that rivalry? Two different states trying to prove that they're better than one another.
Yeah.
Same with us. Two different parts of Sydney constantly competing for success.
I feel like though with state of origin, it's not as... I would say... I don't think it's as big as the Roosters and
really?
Bunnies. Well, because when you lose for 10 years, it's really hard to be a rival.
Yeah.
And I just want the blues and I'm saying
But when you win for the first time after that long,
it feels a little bit better.
It just gets a bit boring though, right? Anyone? Anyone?
No. Stop it.
But how many times did I go to a State of Origin and watch a State of Origin going, yeah, and we're going to lose? Like, we'd love to win, but we're going to
lose.
We're
going to win. New South Wales is going to win their third year in a row this year, so we're going to turn the tables.
They're the only team to win their third in a row this year, by the way. I'm calling that out for right now.
Ooh.
Yeah, okay. That's a good call.
Well, while we're on the subject, I did want to talk about I mean, who everyone thinks is going to win this season.
Or,
I mean, don't... obviously go for your own team, but...
I feel like Melbourne.
Yeah, Melbourne.
Boring.
Really?
Yeah, I just think Cameron Smith is going to do it. He's going to find a way to get it done and retire.
Mm. You mean I'm convinced leave on Melbourne. A big note? Mm-hmm. I was so happy when Melbourne lose, because obviously...
Everyone
I hate Melbourne.
I think
Melbourne.
Everyone, except for Queensland.
But they're predicting now that this is the year they're going to start sliding.
They've said that for so long.
They always say that.
You know I'm what? Bellamy knows what he's doing. And I don't know if everyone has seen this, but Cooper Cronk is on the coaching staff and he is he? You know, 2IC more or less. And he's working really close with Cameron Munster.
Yep.
So
he's also already a friend.
He's already a guy.
Close with Shane Flanagan.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works.
Neither do I.
Wait, is Cronk back in Melbourne now?
Well, no, he lives in Sydney.
Oh, yeah.
He's also, I think, helping the Roosters out and helping out who else, an AFL club?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was at GWS.
Mm.
He's a gun for hire, like Andrew Johns. He's working with the Eels this year as well. So everyone's like,
interesting.
It's been a big off-season, a lot of player movements. Of course, the big player movement being Latrell Mitchell going from the Roosters to the Rabbitohs. did you like Latrell last year, Kelly?
Yeah, that's a good question.
No. It's funny because she's looking at me. She's trying to bait me. I don't think I've ever disagreed that he's a top player.
Okay.
He's a great
player. You need to go through all of your content.
Note the laugh. Did you note the laugh? That smug laugh. She doesn't think she's going to say, he's not that good. He's not that good.
Oh, there it is!
Sorry, Nikki, just remind me. Who was the key player in your last two premierships other than Cooper Cronk?
Tedesco.
Other than Tedesco.
Lukiri.
And other than him, you're four.
Joseph Manu.
Manu.
Do you want to keep baby players?
Stop it. I'm not even.
I actually see both of you going red. Yeah. Like, you're both bright red. Like, it's boiling.
It puzzles me because this is it, right? This is the rivalry right here.
Yeah.
He's the best player ever. He's the greatest. He's all ours. He defects. Oh, he's not that good.
No, he's not. He's not worth what you're paying.
Can I jump in here and say, remember when Luke Keary left South?
Mm.
How was that for you? Because he went to the Roosters and did. He's
but that
incredible
was
player.
That was a very like obvious stab at Russell Crowe and whatever drama happened behind the scenes. Yeah. Oh, it was awful. But I would never deny what a great player was.
Okay.
I think that South's would probably have won more premierships if he had stayed.
Definitely.
Yep. 100%. And we're very sad to have lost him.
Wait, what's the drama with Russell Crowe?
I don't think he got along with him, unfortunately.
How much is Russell Crowe actually involved?
Surprisingly, enough to make a player leave.
Bloody hell.
He's got a bit of pull in that team. Yes.
He thought Luke Keary was overpaid.
This
is, I don't know if that's confirmed. That's not a quote there. I think it's not a quote. That's an allegation.
Allegedly.
All right, Callie, so you think Melbourne possibly to win this year?
I'm Melbourne going to be up there. I don't know if they can go all the way. I don't know if they've got the backup in their squad to do it. Although I would never cross out Bellamy from having a way to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
I think Canberra are going to be up there again.
Yeah.
I don't know if they can really go the entire way. That's going to be a struggle.
Mm.
I don't know who's going to win. It's going to be really tight. I think the Roosters are definitely going to be up there as well. A team to watch, I think, that didn't do as well last year, Broncos. They've got a point to prove.
Okay.
Oh, I mean, that was a terrible season they had last year.
It was, but Brodie Croft is up there. This is the big test. Is he as good with a different squad as he was
with Melbourne?
Yeah, every player that leaves Melbourne is never as good. I mean, Cronk, obviously, a bit of an exception, but... generally, there's something about being in Melbourne that makes a player a better player.
It is.
Well, you're surrounded by, I think Melbourne, it's the whole team. I think what makes a good player is the team that you surround yourself with.
I'm loving it.
I can't wait to when we beat you guys this year. I can't wait.
I feel like the top four is really obvious. Melbourne.
Okay.
Melbourne,
strong statement.
No, Melbourne, Canberra, Roosters, Eels.
No.
Eels.
Well, no. I'm,
you had to throw that in.
Really?
That's no.
Pick. I think that Eels are going to do
but
well.
But maybe Rabbitohs could be in for Storm. I think
Rabbitohs are going to be
Manly.
A struggle.
Thank
yeah,
you.
I
that's
think Manly.
The team.
Manly.
Yes.
Manly.
Get
team.
Off it.
Yes. Manly are going to do so well. Des Hasler is such a good coach.
And think how did they well with it.
I thought he left.
Out towards the end of last season.
I thought Hasler was out.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
He was in and then he was out and then he was in.
And he's back for good.
Here we go.
Who did Manly get that makes you think that? Like, what do you think they got better than last year?
Well, yeah, so Trbojevic, thank you.
Oh, yeah. Mouthful. When they're Tom, fit, yeah.
If he's, yeah, when the brothers play together, that team is almost unstoppable. And if they stay fit and everyone else stays fit, I can't see why they can't.
So you reckon top four?
Yeah, definitely.
Wow.
I can see grand final.
I think they could be in the top four.
Mm-hmm. They're one of those teams. They're scrappy. They can get the job done. That's a fair point.
Yep. But they're relying on
they were consistently in the top four in the 2010s.
They've always been pretty good.
08-09-ish era.
Until Tuvi drove him into the ground.
Their man Brookie.
Also, I mean, Brookvale Oval is a terrible oval.
Yeah.
And players are known for doing their knees on that field.
Yeah.
So that's why Tom and Jake have got problems if they play on that field all the time, because I just feel like it takes...
Like playing on sand.
I think Manly's empty spot is they haven't got a hooker.
Oh.
Because...
Appy
left. He's gone. Penrith?
Yeah. I don't. Who is their hooker? I don't even know.
I don't know whoever their backup was.
It's all about this core.
This is what I'm saying. It's all rigged. The spine. Right? Spine. Everyone's just playing for everyone else.
Oh, she's bringing out the rig line. It comes every season.
It's 100% rigged. We know this.
Well, who do you think is going to win, Gab?
The team with...
Gabby does a sports show.
Pick one of them, Gab.
Nah, I'm going to go for the Bunnies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I like that.
Because you, work in...
Redfern. Yeah, that's it.
It's in your best interest.
And Russell Crowe once gave me a Bunnies hat.
There you go.
Gave it to me right in my hand.
It's always recruiting, that, Russ.
So that is my only connection to rugby
league. You've got a lot of celeb connections.
Yeah. I still have that hat. Never wore it, though. So maybe this is the time.
This is totally the time.
Yeah, you would say that, Cal.
Get behind him.
So we're going Storm, Raiders, Eels, Manly. Rabbitohs.
Yeah.
That's who we're picking. Right.
Wait, you say Bunnies, right?
Bunnies.
Yeah.
What about Wooden Spooners?
Oh, Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Again.
I'm going to go Warriors.
Or Warriors. It's those
really?
Yeah, they're going to have a shocker.
Warriors are going to struggle. They've got nothing. If RTS gets injured at any point, that's it.
Wow. Isaac Luke left them too. Isn't he coming back to...
He plays for Saints now.
Saints.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Saints have got a lot of number nines.
Wow. No, Mitch is gone. Who else have they got? I don't know.
They got no one. They got good players.
Cam McInnes.
They just don't work. I don't know.
It's interesting. Interesting proposition. Wooden Spooners. Yeah, Gold Coast.
It's too easy to say Gold Coast, I think. That's why I'm going Warriors.
Can't be the Cowboys.
What else do the Gold Coast have? Sorry.
Nothing.
Nice beaches.
They still have Jai Arrow.
Do they really?
Yeah.
He has a couple of coming to us next year.
Oh, I missed that. I thought he jumped over.
Paramount were trying to get him. Couldn't get him. Mm. But Paramount, look, we recruited well. I think top four easy for Eels. And I'm not being biased.
You are.
No, that's fair.
But they're going to have a huge year. I can't wait. Next week. Starts. I'm so excited.
It sounded like the growl of a bulldog.
How do you make the noise of an eel?
I don't know. What do you do? Yeah.
Never again. Please stop. No.
Do you like hiss?
No. Oh my God. We're going to have to edit that out. That was frightening.
No, put it in the promos, man.
If you've just tuned in, we are listening to eels scurry across the 2SER desk.
Just the whole half hour.
It's an eels mating call.
Yeah.
Scurry across Bankwest.
Yeah.
We spike in the Parramatta River of listen now.
Oh, man. Well, we're running out of time, but should we cover anything else in the preview?
Okay, well, should we?
Like sport, sport-wise?
Sport-wise, okay.
Other sports?
Swimming. Chinese swimmer and hater of drug tests Sun Yang has been banned from swimming until 2028. The 8-year ban basically means he'll never be able to compete competitively again unless he wants to lose to people who are going to be much younger than him.
Oh, well, see ya.
Yeah.
Oh, drug doping.
Good riddance.
Yeah.
Drug doping. Doping.
Doping.
Doping. Just doping with the drugs.
There you go.
That's what the kids are saying.
Yeah.
So, yeah, here's the guy who smashed his... Was it blood sample or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
The hammer. You're not testing this.
Yeah.
And is now not able to swim.
And Mac
what do you do?
Horton refused to be on the podium with him. And rightly so.
It was a big thing.
Yeah. What do you do after that? Like, I wonder what his job's going to be now.
Well, labourer.
Do you think he's still living in China right now?
Don't know. Good question.
What people are doing in China right now.
Yeah. No, he probably doesn't. Because I think he was like the first ever Chinese gold medalist in swimming. Mm. So he probably does swim somewhere else. overseas, and that's where he gets trained.
Maybe you'll coach or something like that. Yeah. If they'll take you,
yeah, I don't know.
That's quite. Your name would be tarnished. You couldn't stay in that industry.
Teach kids how to taste right.
I reckon he'll write a book, just like really? Lance Armstrong. Armstrong.
He said
he'll
Lance.
Write a book. Yeah, Lance. He'll write a book for sure.
Okay.
Interesting.
Watch this space.
We'll get him on here.
Yeah.
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 What?
Nothing. Good going.
Oh, what else are you going to talk about?
Oh, the NBL Finals. The NBL Finals, Sydney,
Canberra
Melbourne.
Cannons.
What? No, the Canberra Cannons, stop it. the Kings and the Melbourne.
Oh, yes.
What are they called? United? Melbourne?
Are they?
Something. Oh, anyway, I've forgotten the Melbourne team name. But Kings. Sydney won the first game. Melbourne won the second game. It's actually been a really good tournament, like really good final series.
Yeah.
But Sydney have been had a massive year. The Kings have been killing it. And then I think it was 38 points in a row.
They crumbled.
That Melbourne got. Like, it was unbelievable to watch. I've never seen anything like it in any form of basketball. To see a team win that many points in a row.
Yeah.
I reckon it's like a record. Apart from like teams that suck. But like at a professional tournament.
A professional team level in that stage of the competition.
Well, yeah.
Surely it's up
crazy.
There.
Anyway, I've been really getting into the NBL. I'm a bit late now. Good. I know the season's been done.
Well, I do know Tasmania are set to get a new team, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I haven't been in it for a while.
Since 1996.
There you go.
Off the top of my head.
What's their name?
The Tasmanian Tigers.
Probably would
no,
be.
I'm
probably.
I was like, well, I was like,
Devils, Tigers. What else they got?
It's probably Apple. Better. It's better than the Canberra Cannons or Canberra
nice.
Capitals.
Speaking of, in the WNBL, they just had their finals.
That's what I was thinking of.
The Canberra Capital Letters won again. That's
Are they
their
actually
ninth...
called the Canberra Capitals?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
How lame is that? Right? Isn't that just shocking?
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. What do you mean? They like come from the capital. The Capitals.
I don't mind it. Really? What's a 49er?
Do you guys agree on anything? Or? What's a 49er?
Every now and then.
It's a gold prospector
for the 49er, it's because the city is 7 by 7.
What?
Sorry?
It's because San Francisco is 7 by 7 miles.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I think she would know. She lived there.
Yeah, that's actually the reason.
I was just throwing shade, but if there's an actual legitimate explanation.
It's the 7 by 7 city, 49ers.
Anyway, I'll do it.
See,
That's big crazy. On prime
that was, numbers. That was great. That was a great fact.
That's an interesting fact.
Yeah. Mm.
We've never had one, so thank you.
No, it's true. It's a tiny little city.
Yeah, it is small. Yeah. That's great. That's a good fact.
It's great.
That's really good for trivia.
It is a good trivia. Question. Yeah.
You're looking absolutely at your paper there, Joel.
Yeah, well, I've got stuff here. I mean, we've only got 2.5 minutes.
Right.
Look, in high jump. You laugh now. Eleanor Patterson has broken the 31-year-old Australian women's high jump record with a clearance of 1.99 metres in Wellington.
Wow.
Well done.
And high jump is the one where you run and jump
it's
over
just
it
jumping.
Backwards.
There's no help.
Vault.
Yeah. So what that 2 metres, that is really
How
high.
Does that physically possible?
I don't know.
She
could jump
tall.
Over me. What am I, 180 something?
Jump over most people, I reckon.
Yeah. That's okay.
What a talent
being
to have.
Selfish.
Yeah, that's a really cool talent to have.
Can you imagine? That's
but
a
you
great
always
YouTube
need something
series.
Soft to land on, though.
That's true. Unless you can
land on your back everywhere.
Yeah, what did they do?
It's not a good party trick.
When high jump first came about, they didn't have like the foam pads. What were they landing on?
Yeah, they did.
Well,
they would have.
Really?
Foam pads are
back in the
I
Olympic reckon.
A hay bale.
Yeah. Ancient Greece.
Yeah.
It would have been a hay bale.
They just died sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes I only did it once.
Will she make it or will she not?
Yeah, it wasn't about how high
that would be
jump.
Way more exciting.
The podium's empty. Yeah. This person won, but they're not
It was the original survivor.
Death right. jump.
Well, we have just over a minute, so let's play a game. These are still leftover questions from a few weeks ago.
Oh, good. I've got one left too.
So we'll do a game.
Yes. And how are we going to do this, Joel?
Did you play a game with these girls last time?
I don't remember. I don't think we did.
Yeah, we did. We played Rooster or Raider.
Oh, see?
Oh, yeah.
See how good my content is? I didn't even remember that.
I think it was your co-host game.
Yeah, it was probably T. Oh. Wasn't you?
It probably was T.
It was totally
such a dickhead.
Couldn't even do that. Okay. All right, so these are movie related.
Because we had a movie show the other day.
About weeks ago. Okay. Doesn't matter.
All right.
Hey, so just... Yell out the answer?
No. Yeah, yell out the answer if you know it.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't be shy.
What
sport is represented in The Big Lebowski?
Golf.
No.
Oh, bowling.
Yeah.
Pin bowling. That's a big dude movie. We had a talk to the Ladies' Guide to Dude Cinema, and they were talking about guy movies that girls are made to see. That's one of them.
That's got to be one of them.
We're out of time.
Okay. We've got one question.
That is a game.
So
thank you, everyone, for playing.
I won!
Thank you.
Well, I was ready on the buzzer.
You two are just like, what the fuck is this show? Thank you, Callie, Nikki, for coming in.
Thank you for the double
movement.
Podcast is back this week next week.
Next week, probably. With a nice preview.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Footy tragic. So yes. NRL.
Yeah, look it up on Spotify. Listening. That's where I listen to it.
Yep.
Excellent. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, girls.
Thanks, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.